Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about the must-have items you need to make your bedroom the most desirable room in your home.
An American author, William Feather, had this to say about adventure. He said, one way to get the most out of life is to look upon it as an adventure. And we're going to talk about creating the adventure in your bedroom. And like Tony said at the outset, the must-haves that you need to do so. But before we go there, you know, if you've been listening to One Extraordinary Marriage for any length of time, that one of our most favorite parts of the show is opening with a hug from you, our listening audience, sharing how the One Extraordinary Marriage show or resources has impacted your marriage. And this week's hug is brought to you by Game of Love. Put some fun and games back into your relationship. The Game of Love is a bedsheet board game that you can customize to fit your relationship just right. Every game kit includes a fitted bedsheet with a blank game board on it. You'll use the provided fabric markers to write in each space a physical activity, question, mini game, or another idea from the Game of Love's online ideal vault. Visit mygameoflove.com and use one, that's the number one, marriage, so one marriage, to get $5 off any game kit. And again, you can find that at mygameoflove.com. And your discount code is one marriage.
And this thing is really cool, you guys.
We're going to be talking about it on this show.
Yeah.
But you're going to want to go to mygameoflove.com. I promise you. So this hug is brought to you, or is on iTunes. And we haven't read an iTunes review in a long time. But this was a 5-star review. And we are so appreciative of those 5-star reviews. Because here's what happens. When you leave a 5-star review in iTunes, it helps other people that are looking for help in their marriages. When you do that, all the crazy algorithms and whatnot that iTunes has going on, the more 5-star ratings, the more the show rises to the top. Mm-hmm. And so here's a 5-star rating. And it says, she's mine. It said, been listening to the podcast for about 2 weeks now, trying to catch up. Absolutely love episodes that I've listened to. I've got my wife listening to them now too. Already have seen a huge improvement in our marriage with communication and the way we interact. We've been married 38 years and finally seeing that flame reignited. Thank you and keep them coming.
Whoop, let's go back. 38 years. So don't think that your review doesn't matter, because it does. You who have ever, you know, gone on, put a 5-star up there, actually left a review, you have revived a 38-year-old marriage. How awesome are you?
And the flip side of that is kudos to this couple who has been married 38 years and is still looking for ways to reignite the flame in their marriage, still looking for ways to have more resources, more information pulled into their marriage to have any, I mean, guys, they've been married for 38 years.
More adventure,
more excitement. So kudos to this couple. Kudos to those of you who have left 5-star reviews on iTunes. And if you haven't, put one on there. Yep. You never know when it's going to end up on a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Mm-hmm. We love our reviewers. So, you know, we're talking about adventure. Tony opened the show saying about the must-have items you need to make your bedroom the most desirable room in your home. And I kind of want to talk about where the idea for the show came from, right? Because, you know, Tony, I'll be the first to tell you, the first 10, 11 years, there was not a lot of adventure or variety in our bedroom. In our marriage in general, but in our bedroom specifically, there was a lot of routine. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, you know, same thing, same time, same place. And, you know, we hear from a lot of people is, I don't even know where to start. I mean, I will tell you that in all those years, like, I didn't look forward to going into our bedroom. You know, it was kind of one of those places where I'm like, well, I got to sleep somewhere. Right. And we did have the king size bed. So, you know, that was the most comfortable place to sleep. But we hadn't done anything to make the bedroom a combination of things. I mean, your bedroom, guys, should be your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
from the rest of the world. It should be a place of fun. And yes, I'm going to push some of you here. Your bedroom really should be a place of fun. It should be a place where you can laugh together, where you try new things, a place of adventure. That's why I opened the show with the quote on adventure. It should also be a place of relaxation. You can have all of that in the same four walls.
Right.
And in all honesty, you should have all of that in the same four walls. And some of you are like, oh, Lisa, you just said fun in the bedroom and you said adventure and I don't do either one of those two things. Well, hang on for the ride in today's show, because I promise you that there are going to be some things you're going to want to try. And one of the things that Tony and I have said over the years, and I just want to say this on the onset, anytime we talk about, you know, sex and the bedrooms and whatnot, is that you only go as far as the most conservative spouse. Right. If your partner says not right now, that's not the time to push them into something. It's the time to say, OK, you know what? We'll table that for another day. And so in getting to that, we've mentioned some of the items that are on our 11 must-haves list on previous shows. You guys have heard us sing the praises loud and louder of the Ecotones, mm-hmm. the sound and sleep machines. So some of the things that are on the list, you may have already heard us talk about before. But here's the thing. We love you guys so much that instead of keeping this list kind of all wrapped up in our heads, or, you know, like you've got to go listen to 11 different podcasts, we brought the list all together for you guys. And you can find that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have.
Yep.
Because in 30 minutes, guys, you know how much Tony and I love to dig into things. In 30 minutes, we're not going to get through all 11. We're going to hit some of the highlights, but we're not going to get to all the highlights. So you're going to want to make sure you go to that link, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have, and pick up the list for yourself, because I promise you there's going to be some things that not only do you want to see that's on the list, but you're going to want to have for your own bedroom. And, you know, in talking about this, I have to say, you know, I was kind of thinking through this list and even thinking about this show. And this thought came to me that anticipation is one of the most incredible aphrodisiacs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it when he says that, because I'm like, oh, what's that? What's up? When you're thinking about making it back to, you know, when you've created your bedroom as this place of fun and adventure and sanctuary and relaxation, all these different things, there's a desire to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. There's a desire, like, I don't know what kind of adventure or what kind of fun or what kind of relaxation we're going to have tonight, but that's where I want to be. And there's only one person in there I want to be with, and that's you. Right. So, I mean, you've got the list in front of you. What's one of your favorites?
One of my favorites that we have used over the years, and this, it has become sort of an adventure for both of us, because we really weren't sure how to incorporate this into our marriage early on.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you, I have no idea which one of the things he's pulling off the list. Go ahead. Which one?
It would be the finger vibrator.
Okay.
And really, this is one of those areas and one of those items that a lot of people can get really, you know, you can get really sort of planted in a place of, hey, we can use this or we can't.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's good or why it's not. And so with a vibrator, with a finger vibrator, or even something bigger, if you so choose to use it, the big thing that we learned for us, and I say we, because a lot of men will not approach this the way I did. See, I approached this in the sense of, if I can find out what Elisa enjoys, like what stimulates her, I then have an advantage of knowing how to please her when other opportunities arise.
Right. You got to know what works in order to know what works.
Right. And so, you know, we tested out some different ones. And, you know, there's a number of them. I think that's the big thing, too. And Elisa's laughing
about it.
Because some of them are really loud and they can get distracting.
Like a jet plane taking off, like...
Yeah, you know, you're sort of getting all close and cuddly, and you're sort of petting and touching each other, and it's just like, hey, babe, let's pull this out, and you pull it out, and you turn it on, and it's seriously just like, and you're just both going, are you kidding me? Like, this is so loud. So do know that, hey, if that happens, you know, for Elise and I, we've used some that are quieter, and the one that we do share is more of a quiet one. You know, there have been times though that we pulled it out and it is loud, and we sort of get, I want to just say, sidetracked, and we sort of laugh and we're like, what the heck? And we have to sort of reconnect and go, okay, it's not about just this vibrator making noise. This is about us learning about each other. The one thing that we did say with this though, in our own marriage, this is something that we do together. This isn't something that Elisa goes off on her own and satisfy herself with. This is a item that we use together to learn. And I will say it was a season of our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those items that really opened up the floodgates for us to learn about those pleasures that Elisa likes. And so it was for a season, and we've moved on from there. I can't really remember the last time we pulled one out.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's still there. We still have it. It's not like we gave it away or threw it in the trash. It's still there, and we may pull it out if we need it.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, with any of the items on this list, some you keep, you know, and for any of you, or you know, you may have your own list, but you know, it's okay to have things for a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to, you know, I was talking to a couple last week or so, and I'm coaching with them. And one of the things we were talking about is, you know, experimentation and exploration and just being open to trying this. And, you know, some of you out there, and you know, I'm probably speaking to more women than men right now, have said, I will never, ever, ever do that. And I'm just going to say, you know what? Be open. Be open. You know, don't shut down things because you don't know. Yeah, I did that for years. I mean, there were a lot of different things. Tony had thrown out the idea of vibrator for years before I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll try that. And I just kept saying, no, I would never do that. Good girls don't use vibrators. And, you know, all kinds of other stuff. Well, it turns out that good girls can use vibrators with their husbands and can enjoy it.
Right.
And so that being said, be willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing. If you try it and you don't like it, then at least you're making an informed decision, as opposed to just making a decision because you're like, no, I know nothing about it, but no.
Right.
Yeah. And again, anything that's done within the framework of the two of you, that's where it builds the relationship. When it's done individually, that's where it can tear it down.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, with something like that one, guys, if your wife and you try it and she's not digging it, respect it. Respect it. I mean, truthfully, I mean, it just may not turn her on at all. And that's okay, because Elise and I have tried different things over the years, and certain things just didn't work. I mean, we would try it maybe 2-3, maybe a handful of times and just go, really, this just doesn't do it for us. And yet, we could talk to other couples and they're like, oh my gosh, we've done that and we just love it. Da, 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 da. And it's like, awesome. Because God made you guys the way you are so you can connect that way. So just realize that it doesn't need to be a hard line in the sand. Well, this has to work, or if not, da 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 da. No, don't do that. Look to the next thing. Just find something else. Maybe it's a different vibrator. You know, maybe this one, it doesn't feel right, or what have you. So, but that's one of the ones that we have used over the years that I think really exploded our sexual intimacy, especially when it came to us really connecting, mm-hmm. and then also allowing us to realize what stimulates you for orgasm.
Absolutely. And you know, I will tell you that in and of itself is worth the price.
Yeah,
not that it was expensive, but it was definitely worth every single penny. One of my favorites, and this was something that we just discovered on a recent trip that we made to Santa Barbara earlier this year, was a Himalayan salt lamp. And what are you making that face for?
No.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I mean, those are, they're cool.
So there's this place up in Santa Barbara called Salt, and it's like this giant salt cave, and you know, Himalayan sea salt, whatever. It's amazing, right? And so this salt lamp actually had, you know, it's a piece of salt where it's been, like, I guess, drilled out inside. And so the light bulb fits inside of there. And so the light that comes off of this thing you know, they say when you look online and whatnot, there's healing properties. I haven't quite experienced that. But the relaxation part of the light is enough for me not to actually experience whatever the proposed healing benefits are.
Right.
Because this light is so soothing and so soft. And it just, you know, you can have all your lights on in your bedroom and that's great. We do make love in the daylight and with the lights on and, you know, we're good with that. But sometimes you just want that lighter or softer light. Mm-hmm. And that's really where this salt lamp is fabulous. Mm-hmm. It's really, I noticed that since we've had it for the last few months, it's like our go-to light when we just want a softer, more romantic, you know, because sometimes, you know, you don't want to have candles around. Those of you that have little kids, you know, the idea of actual candles and matches is, you know, frightening, fires, all that kind of stuff. And the LEDs and, you know, whatnot, you got to have stuff all over. This, we just plug in, turn it on. We're good to go. It sets the stage. And here's the thing. You want your bedroom to be a place of adventure and relaxation and all of these different things. You got to create the environment.
And what I want to say too, for those of you who are new listeners, this is something that Elisa and I discovered many years ago. Have sex with your eyes wide open.
Yeah, it's not on the list, but this is just, you know, this is like the bonus.
Yeah, it's sort of the bonus to the light. Because sometimes, you know, the big bright light, it just takes away from the romance part of that. That soft hue, that beautiful tone that you get when it's just sort of a softer light instead of this big old bright light on you. What I am saying though is that enjoying sex with your eyes open is very deep. It's very, very interesting to have. And yet it can be tough to do, like to actually think about, okay, I'm going to have my eyes open. I'm going to look at my spouse in their eyes while we're having sex. If you haven't done it, I challenge you to try it. It's some of the most intense moment, like the most intense moment you can have sexually with your spouse, when you both are just right there looking at each other's eyes and, you know, in the act. In this light, I think really allows you to do that. Again, because of the soft nature of it, it's a beautiful thing.
Soft light, candlelight, you always look better in soft lights.
I do look better in soft lights. Thank you.
Well, exactly. And it is all about Tony.
As
long as he's looking good, I'm happy to look into his baby blue eyes and we're all good. And so I want to talk about something fun.
Yep.
Okay. So we opened the show actually with mentioning My Game of Love and their sheet sets. And we actually have a My Game of Love sheet set and
it's cool.
Guys, there aren't a lot of things. I mean, we get asked, you know, to review all kinds of stuff. And there isn't a lot of stuff that we bring to you guys where we're like, everybody needs to have this. The Ecotones is one.
Yes.
I believe every couple needs to have the Ecotones. This Game of Love sheet set, every single one of you needs to have this. Mm-hmm. And here's why. So you when you get your kit, it is the sheet set. You know, whatever size bed you've got, they've got a sheet to fit. Just from a very, you know, practical standpoint, the sheets are comfortable. Sometimes when you buy sheets, you're like, oh, what am I getting? I don't know what I'm getting. These guys did it right.
Yeah, nice. I mean, we replaced our normal sheets, and which we just love.
We're sheet snobs.
Yeah, which we love and adore. And the sheet set that we got from the Game of Love is on par with those.
So here's what I really love about this. One, they have their idea vault, which is helpful because...
Well, let's share a little bit more what it is okay. Before you go into
right,
that.
Right. Because so, you get your sheet and then on your sheet, like we said in the opening, there are all these hexagons. I know they're hexagons because I accidentally said squares in front of my kids. I'm like, Mom, that has six sides. It's a hexagon. Okay. So, and I don't even know how many are on our king size one. There were a lot. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you have time to fill these in because guess what? You create your own game of love. And this is the beauty in this product. And it's why I love it because there are a lot of sex games out there that are either completely PG or completely hardcore, right? And you don't get to pick,
like,
right?
Because, like the board game style.
Because somebody has already said, this is what the game's going to be.
Right.
So My Game of Love, you fill in your squares. It could be, you know, remove a piece of clothing. It could be do a striptease. It could be kiss me here.
Right. I was going to say, what was our first song? I mean, some of these can just tantalize.
Which led to some interesting conversation.
For us, it was. But it some of them can be, you know, those to tantalize the memory, mm-hmm. you know, to remember those moments together that bring back those awesome memories of you two being together or coming together. So it's really cool. And for those of you who are not very creative, and you know, for us, you know, it's one of those things that Elisa and I are very, we feel that we are creative when it comes to the show, to posts on the site, to other things like that. When it comes to like designing our own home and creativity around our house, that's just not us.
I mean, I outsource.
Yeah. If you come to our house, I mean, we just, you know, it's just not the one of the big things for us. So when we got this and it's just like looking at these hexagons, like what do you do with, you know, how many do we have and what do we put in each of these? The cool thing is, and Elisa alluded to it before we got into this here, was their idea vault.
Right.
And so within that idea vault, they give you all these different ideas from, you know, fun stuff to sexy stuff. And you can just begin to go through those and put down what you like, and you can mix and match, because it doesn't all have to be, again, Elisa was saying there too, it doesn't have to be all PG, and it doesn't have to be all XXX rated. You can have a blend of what you feel comfortable with to make this game an enjoyable time for you and your spouse.
And when we did it the first time, it was interesting because anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time knows that Tony has said, you know, I'm not a kisser. Right? Like, let me just, you know, that's who I am. I don't kiss. So a couple of the spots that I had put on the game board were like recreate our first kiss. There were like two or three kiss ones, right? And I am telling you, every time Tony rolled the dice, because it comes with a little dice and it comes with that little heart that you move around. Every time Tony rolled the dice, no joke, he landed on something that required us to kiss.
I know.
Over and over again. And you know what? It was okay. It was actually fun. And we're laughing and we're doing this kind of stuff. And that's why, you know, I was just sitting there. And even the first night that we got it, and, you know, like I'd roll over in the middle of the night. You know, it kind of come to like that semi-consciousness when you're in bed and whatnot. And I'd remember that I was on those different sheets, right? I was on Game of Love. And here's the thing that happened. Every time I did that, I thought, wow, like we're on the game board. This is a lot of, like, we didn't have to put the game board away. We just, you know, we had our fun. The very last hexagon, I will tell all of you, says score. You know, little spoiler alert there, score. And, you know, we did. And that was fun, but it was the whole experience.
On our bonus day, even, we did.
It was score on a bonus day. And, okay, wait a minute.
Praise Jesus.
No. Take it even a step further. Not only was it score on a bonus day, but who initiated that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. Can I get a little love, please?
Yeah, you did.
Can I get a little love?
Giving it up.
Exactly. But here's the thing. You know, you bring fun into your bedroom, and now, you know, like I walk by our bed and I'm like, oh, which sheets do we have on? Right? Do we have on the fun sheets? You know, that's why I'm thinking of them now. Do we have the fun sheets or do we just have our regular sheets?
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing about Game of Love too, and I'll end with this because it's just so much fun, but they're washable, right? So you've got these fabric markers so you can like wash your sheets, which I hope you all do, and have a brand new game.
Right.
The next time. And, you know, as Tony and I were brainstorming about this, it's the whole like, well, you could have like, he does all the squares or she does all the squares, or he does every other one and she does every other one, you know? And so there's so many varieties. And I just really appreciate the time and energy that Game of Love put into creating this product, because they really did design it for every couple. I mean, I think of all of those of you that I've had contact with, and this is something you need to check out.
Yeah. And lastly, and now this isn't all of the items that we have tested and used in our bedroom over the last 18 years. If you want to get that list, by all means, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have, and you can get all of them. So the last one is coconut oil. And, you know, coconut oil has a number of different purposes, and it can be used on your body. You can actually use it for a healthy mouth, healthy teeth. You can ingest it. It's good for you. For us, coconut oil is a great massage oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great item to have by your bedside to bring it together with, say, maybe that vibrator. You know, maybe that vibrator is just a little too, I want to say, sticky, because I'm thinking of
or rough.
And so, you know, putting coconut oil around that so it's soothing. You can use this, though, as a way for lubrication. It's natural. It's healthy for you. I mean, there are many reasons to use coconut oil. And by all means, use them. I mean, Elisa uses it every night to...
I pretty much use coconut oil from head to toe.
I use it because I have like a couple skin irritation, like just underneath my eyes. And I just, every once in a while, just for some reason, it flares up. And I've tried other, you know, topical, like no itch creams and stuff. And lately I just pray that I'm healed. And honestly, God just responds. It's weird. And I just need to pray that more on a daily basis. If it does get overwhelming, though, I will apply coconut oil under there, and it's amazing how much it just soothes it and it goes away.
And that's the thing with lubricants, guys. You want to make sure you're using stuff that's clean and healthy. And, you know, I mean, the thing with coconut oil too is it's also ingestible. Mm-hmm. So you've got, you know, there's no harm to anybody that would be ingesting anything, no matter what position you guys are in.
The only thing I would say is check if you are using condoms, does it impact latex? That we don't know because we haven't used condoms in a while.
And we didn't use coconut oil when we were using condoms.
Right.
For that purpose.
For that purpose.
So check. Please check.
Yes.
We take no responsibility for condom malfunction. No babies attributed to Tony and Lisa.
Yes, because we love those emails that come in, especially during the 7 days. If a couple does a 7 days of sex challenge and they're like, hey, guess what? We did the 7 days of sex challenge. So awesome. And we're pregnant.
Which, like, is great if you're trying to get pregnant, but yeah. That's a whole nother story. But
that's a whole nother story.
You know, the thing with coconut oil, and the reason I love it is, like Tony said, it is all natural. It's got a multitude of uses. I mean, you can just keep it in your bathroom and just be able to use it for your whole body. And it does feel good and it is nurturing. And let's face it, guys, our body, our skin is our largest organ. So using the coconut oil to massage, using the coconut oil as a lubricant, it's a way for you to really enhance that skin to skin contact. And you want your bedroom to be a place of excitement and adventure and fun and romance and relaxation. Get skin to skin with your spouse. Okay, make your skin feel good so that it feels good next to the one you love.
And heck, if anything, grab the game of love on one of the squares, say, massage me with coconut oil.
We do have a massage me, mm-hmm, on one of ours. Yeah.
Yep.
Because that's the thing. It feels good. It feels good to have your spouse's hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's something about having those hands massaging you and you know, rubbing in that nurture. It's because it's not just the oil that gets into your skin. It's actually the love.
Wow. Right. That's so good.
When your spouse is massaging you and you guys are in that place where you don't have the distractions and all of these things come together, you've picked up these different must-haves. And I'm going to tell you one more time, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/must-have. Do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Get this list and start looking at what's on there. And, you know, this week, sit down with your spouse and say, what do we need to do to create this in our own bedroom? What do we need to bring in? What on this list appeals to you, right? Like, maybe each pick one and you start there, right? Don't jump in and say, well, we've got to have all 11. No, that's just a wide spectrum to meet all of your needs. But pick one, your spouse picks one, you start there and you start changing the atmosphere in your bedroom, right? You start making it that place where you want to connect, not where you have to connect because you both happen to sleep in the same bed, but where you want to be and where you want to be with each other.
Yeah. And just like us many years ago, it wasn't like we had a list in front of us to go, oh my gosh, we are going to have all of these and they're going to just make such a massive difference and a massive change in our sexual intimacy. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that way. We'd pick up one item here. We use it. We try it. We'd pick up another item. We'd put them together. We would, you know, go, that one really doesn't work for us. We'd pick up something else. We'd try something new. And so this week, go out there and try something new. try something new. Pick up one item that you can look at and go, you know what? We're going to try this. We're going to add that spice back into our lives, into our marriage. We're going to start romancing each other again. We're going to initiate sex from both sides. And all through that, we're going to enjoy each other. We're going to find happiness in this moment when we are together making love. So go out there, make love, find an item that might enhance that for you or bring some different form of joy to your marriage bed. Folks, we love you guys. You have yourself a fantastic and awesome week.